countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Get Irish Country Living, your magazine for rural Ireland, every week inside the Irish Farmers Journal.
But I'm going to leave you this week with an audio essay from Limerick musician Niamh O'Brien. Now, earlier this month, she won a rising award at the Hearsay Audio Festival based in Kilfinan in County Limerick. And if you're around the village this weekend, you might like to go on a self-guided tour through the streets where you will encounter sculpture, music and local archive recordings, all in the open air as part of Hearsay Encounters. All details on hearsay.ie. To finish, this is Niamh O'Brien and Passing Notes.
I'm in my grandmother's house. I'm sitting at the kitchen table, where she once sat and wrote many notes. She took notes on just about everything. The lotto numbers, recipes, what was on the television. She organised her house. And she wrote letters. And at this same table, my Uncle Eamon shared notes with me. Notes of jigs and reels and polkas. I often come across these notes and am reminded of the life this table once had. A table and a room and a house. Now shrouded in silence. When I think on death, and the absence of those we love, I like to remember the great Irish writer Máirtín Ócáin, who published Cré na Cille in 1949. The entire story is a conversation between the dead underneath the clay in a Connemara graveyard. When someone in the community dies, the new arrival to the conversation shares the news from above ground. They gossip, they argue, they continue on like they did when they were alive. So as I sit at this table, I like to close my eyes and imagine that somewhere beneath me, above me, down in the graveyard, this table has a life that's full of chat and activity, that the people who've left us are gathered around it. The baking and the jam making still goes on, and the tunes are still being played.
Dear Eamon and Elle, it's 10:30 p.m. now. It's time for bed. No rain so far tonight. The neck is not too bad. I must take the pills now. I am not too gone in the drugs. Michael John rang now. They had floods all day in Dublin. Sure, we had them yesterday. Good night for many.
Somewhat different from the whistle, but on the fiddle, second part, I just think the it's so nice to fit when you go on.
It's £114. Baby Macaulay was taken, £4.5. Mrs. Kathleen Henley Carrotalk, £10. Bridget Henley, £5.
Have water to the boiling point, and while boiling the puddings, prick them with a darning needle several times at the top end to leave out the air, fearing they would burst. Boil and then simmer them for about half an hour until the blood looks dark in them. When you take one out of the pot, leave them cool a bit on brown paper before hanging them on the handle of a brush to cool.
The wire snapped and hit him. He was looking, it wasn't his face, it hit. What next? The roses are truly on next two nights. I'm trying to pick the winner from the guide now. Monday morning. Sunny and dry so far. Mary, my helper, is in at 9:30 a.m. Nora Fitz getting weaker, Bridget said just now. Michael John rang last night late.
reading and listening to these notes from the past, I try not to see them as echoes of what is lost, but as glimpses of another life. One where the conversation goes on. One that someday we will join ourselves.